Modern Radio. And other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody.
Rock
your body.
97.7 News. All day, every day.
Here the headlines at 18 hours. The police in Lusaka have arrested and charged political analyst and former presidential advisor in the Patriotic Front governor, Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba, for cyber harassment and libel following his alleged defamatory publications targeting Dr. Nevers Mumba. Member of Parliament's Jacqueline Sabao has warned contractors delaying Constituency Development Fund projects, saying the government will not tolerate substandard or delayed works that deny citizens essential services. And in international news, at least 19 people have died and 164 were injured after a Bangladeshi Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus in the capital, Dhaka.
977 News.
For the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. Police in Lusaka have arrested and charged political analyst and former presidential advisor in a Patriotic Front government, Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba, for cyber harassment and libel following his alleged defamatory publications targeting Dr. Nevers Mumba. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga confirmed the development in a statement issued revealing that Dr. Zimba, age 45, of Chunga Village in Chongwe District, faces two counts of harassment utilizing means of electronic communication, contrary to Section 69 of the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act No. 2 of 2021, and one count of libel contrary to Section 191 of the Penal Code Act, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Hamonga explained that the charges stem from two articles authored by Dr. Zimba, one published on his Facebook page on May 2nd, 2024, and another in the Mast newspaper dated 4th April, 2024, both of which allegedly amounted to harassment and defamation against Dr. Mumba. Hamonga disclosed that Dr. Zimba has since been released on police bond and is expected to appear before the courts of law in due course. Says the Zambia Police Service through the Anti-Fraud Unit at Service Headquarters has apprehended Abel Ngandu, aged 53, of plot number 26317 in PHI in Lusaka, for the offense of theft by director contrary to Section 279 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. He says Ngandu, who is managing director of Ngandu Consulting Limited, is alleged to have stolen company funds amounting to 575,000 kwacha. And human rights activist Dr. Noel Chisebe has echoed a call by President Hakainde Hichilema to address the disconnect between decreasing fuel prices and a strengthening kwacha and persistently high transport fares and prices of goods in Zambia. In a press statement, Dr. Chisebe emphasized the need for immediate action to lower the cost of living for ordinary Zambians. Dr. Chisebe stated the consistent decrease in fuel prices over the past 3 months has not been matched by a corresponding reduction in transport fares, placing an undue burden on commuters. He says the failure of manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, and service providers to adjust prices downward in response to reduced input costs such as fuel exacerbates the high cost of living. The activists urged the government to conduct a thorough review of pricing mechanisms across key commodities, including sugar, cooking oil, bread, soap, fish, beef, eggs, milk, charcoal, and transport fares. Dr. Chisebo suggested that the government consider reintroducing price controls or other regulatory measures to ensure that reductions in input costs are passed on to consumers. Dr. Chisebo emphasized the importance of multi-stakeholder dialogue involving government, business, and civil society to develop and implement a coordinated approach to lowering the cost of living. He also stressed that businesses must be held accountable for their pricing practices to balance profitability with consumer welfare. The government, according to Dr. Chisebo, has a duty to protect its citizens from exploitative practices and ensure that economic benefits are shared equitably among all Zambians.
As a governance and a human rights activist, I join the call by His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema to address the disconnect between decreasing fuel prices, appreciation of the kwacha, and the persistent high transport fares and the high cost prices of goods, which has a ripple effect on the cost of living for ordinary Zambians. This issue highlights a broader problem of a price sickness and the lack of responsiveness to market changes across various sectors. The consistent decrease in fuel prices over the past 3 months has not been matched by a corresponding reduction in the transport fares, placing an undue burden on commuters. The failure of manufacturers, wholesalers, retailers, and the service providers to adjust the prices downward in response to reduce impact.
Member of Parliament Jacqueline Sabao has warned contractors delaying constituency development fund projects, saying the government will not tolerate substandard or delayed works that deny citizens essential services. Speaking during her visit to a semi-detached teachers' housing unit under the 2023 CDF in Chikakantu, Sabao expressed concern over initial setbacks caused by a non-performing contractor who had been replaced. The housing unit, once completed, will accommodate teachers serving in the area, an effort Ms. Sabao says is part of the improving services delivery and uplifting education standards.
This project started last year, but we had the challenge with the contractor. Hence, the contract was terminated and we had to bring in another contract. Like, I think some of you heard the question I asked the Vice President on Friday on the issues that we are having on the ground with the contractors who've made most of the work stalled and delayed because of the way they're approaching the work. But we are happy that the new contractor is doing a good job, and very soon this project will be completed and will commission it so that our teachers are able to occupy it. As a country right now, we have a challenge of housing units across the country with our government officers. But under the CDF, we are trying what we can so that our teachers will have houses, our nurses, because we know that if our teachers are coming from well-organized homes, they'll be motivated to impart knowledge to our learners, and Zambia will be a better place for all.
Government has launched the Social Protection Week with a call to promote inclusive development and reducing poverty and inequality. The Social Protection Week, spearheaded by the Ministry in collaboration with the United Nations and cooperating partners, will run from July 21st to 25th, 2025, under the theme Life Cycle Approach, Leaving No One Behind. Ministry of Community Development and Social Protection Permanent Secretary Angela Kawandami has since reiterated government's commitment to implementing social protection programs aimed at improving the welfare and livelihood of the poor and vulnerable. Kawandami cited the recent launch of the revised National Social Protection Policy, which adopts a life cycle approach, ensuring the risks and vulnerabilities are addressed systematically and efficiently across different stages of life. She says life cycle's approach aims to create resilience among populations and ensure that social benefits to the life cycle stages are accurately matched, leaving no one behind. The Permanent Secretary has therefore urged members of the public to take part in the commemorations by actively participating in radio and TV discussions, public lectures, presentations, and community engagements.
Incredible, accurate business.
500 farms.